What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, brought to you by Public Square, which is thriving right now. The Public Square app is just, it was the number three most downloaded app in the entire app store the other day, which is fantastic. And Patriot Gold Group. I was going to say, I'm grateful for you for being here and for this podcast growing like it is. And it's just so, I love doing it. It's the most important work thing I do all day, is a politics all day. And then I can finally, I record this at night. It's like, oh, okay. This is what really mattered. I can finally get to the thing that matters more than anything else. So hopefully it's encouraging to you too. So we're just driving home this point of Ephesians 6:12. Well, so the whole theme of the week is love your enemies in light of the GOP Republican primary process kicking off with DeSantis getting in. I just got annoyed at people for fighting with each other, and we're fellow conservatives. Like, can we just do this the right way? So we ended up talking about how, or we started to talk about how we're not really fighting against each other. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. I love this scene in the Bible so much because we don't get it at all. We're so clueless. We have no idea what's really around us. It's 2 Kings 6, one of my favorite stories. So the king of Syria was attacking Israel. We'll go with, start in verse 14. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God, Elisha, arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Imagine the fear he felt. So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. What did he see? And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Isn't that amazing? The sky, the whole sky was full of angels protecting them. And just because the Elisha's servant couldn't see him before, see this before, doesn't mean they weren't there. They were there the whole time. And the same is true for us right now. There's other scenes similarly awesome like this. Daniel 10, an angel comes to Daniel. Let's read it. "And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you.' And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, 'Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before God, your words have been heard. And I've come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, For I was left there with the king of Persia and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the later days. For the vision is for the days to get to come. But the craziest part of the story, I love it so much, is, and it's said like an afterthought. Like, oh, like I heard you right away and I was on the way, but I got caught up in this heavenly battle with the prince of Persia, the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And a good thing Michael came to help me out so I could finally get to you. Like, what? And then when Jesus was being crucified, he said there were 12 legions of angels there. So one legion is 6,000 angels. So that's 72,000 angels were with him. And we were told earlier, 2 Kings 19, that one angel killed 185,000 soldiers. That's in 2 Kings and Isaiah 37. One angel, 185,000 people. So 72,000 angels could have killed 13 billion people in a flash. That's two times the entire world's population today. So this is all going on around us all the time. And I guess you either believe the Bible or you don't. So the point of all this is, when I'm talking to someone about politics, I want to do better of thinking, you know, I'm not fighting against this person as a human being. I'm really dealing with their stubbornness, their defensiveness, their preconceived notions, what they have defined as their values that they can never imagine ever questioning. They're dealing with pressure from their friends and family and tribe that they belong to. You're dealing with spiritual forces as well. And when I think of that, it takes the pressure off because it's hard to change someone's mind. And honestly, what I'm really dealing with is my stubbornness and my defensiveness and my preconceived notions and my tribal allegiance. And that's even harder to overcome. But more than anything are these spiritual forces, which is why we need spiritual help. I just pray that during this election season, I can remember that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against something much bigger, something that can only be beaten supernaturally, which is a battle fought very differently than yelling or getting mad at the other side. So how do you not get mad? Especially when someone is being such an idiot. Because if you get mad, that's just a recipe for disaster. We'll talk about that tomorrow.